This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President took to the airways to talk about COVID and inflation. Those were the two big things that he focused on. And a big thing happened in the evening. The GOP filibuster blocked the voting bill. So the Dems rule change, of course, there, that wall of opposition for the fifth time in less than a year. A big blow to the president's domestic agenda for sure. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well in whatever nook and cranny that you hail from. And maybe you had to shovel some snow. But if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we did the story on if you're over 50, you should probably hire someone because you could have a heart attack. And especially with the amounts that we're hearing about in some of the areas in the Northeast, what they've dealt with really over the weekend, where there's 12 and 13 inches of snow. But it wasn't about snow for the president. It was about the president talking to the nation at an earlier time than normal, where he talked about COVID and saying that the nation is weary from COVID, but that we're in a better place. He acknowledged that the pandemic has left Americans exhausted and demoralized. Boy, I'll say so. But he also talked about the fact that he believes that we will be back, that there is not a new normal, that we will be back after a couple of years of physical, emotional, and psychological impact of the pandemic. As he said, to quote him, for many of us, it's too much to bear. Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not finished. It will get better. For the administration, I hope so, because for him, as in any president that would be in this position, it's a pretty seesaw perilous sort of time, because we're gripped by another disruptive surge of virus cases. And of course, inflation is also at a level that we haven't seen in an entire generation. So when people are pulling up to the pump and they can barely afford to pump enough gas to get to and fro, that's disconcerting to way too many people. And when they go to the grocery store and their bill has tripled, that also is a blow to the wallet that so many cannot sustain. So if things don't turn around, I would say brace for a midterm that's kind of wild. It could be a Democratic rout by the Republicans, meaning the Republicans will take many of the seats that are up for grabs. It's interesting, the president has held just 6 solo news conferences during his first year in office. It's been a year. So the ongoing threat from the coronavirus, pretty evident in the way Wednesday's gathering was held. There was just a limited number of reporters even allowed to attend. All had to be tested for the virus. They wore masks, all of that. And I think the impact of COVID-19 is the big weight on this presidency, because remember, as a candidate, he promised to restore normalcy to a very pandemic-ridden country. Overcrowded hospitals, shortages at grocery stores, and divisions over vaccine mandates and face requirements are still in the air. Still in the air. And in the meantime, like I mentioned, on the Senate floor, Democrats lost a vote to change the chamber's rules in order to pass voting legislation because of the opposition of a couple of Democratic senators, and that would be Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. So that also shows the constraints on this presidency. This is, what, like a week after a speech he gave in Atlanta comparing opponents of the measures to segregationists and exhorting senators into action. And so for Manchin, this is times two because he blocked Biden's $2 trillion legislation aimed at climate change and reducing child poverty and expanding the social safety net paid for by new taxes on the wealthy. So I don't know that they're going to try to arm wrestle him anytime soon. You know, let's put it that way. The other thing that Biden threw in, because of course reporters were asking questions, is that in fact he definitely, not that we didn't know it, was going to run again, and that Kamala Harris would be the running mate. So will there be a times two for this president as the Republicans gear up? And the big whispers are, really, is Donald Trump going to be the nominee who once again vies for the White House, or will it be someone like Ron DeSantis, who really is coveting that spot, the governor of Florida? All things politics that are in the wind right now, my friends. And there's, oh, so much more besides the voting rights bill and what happened there and the defeat to the filibuster change. It is about what happens in Washington that affects you and I in our backyards. And of course, all of it does. I always remind people, remember, it is we, the people. It is your government. So that's why you care, right? And it is your tax dollars at work, whichever way they go. We talked a lot on this show about the 5G rollout and the big fight between the airlines and the FAA because of wanting more tower space and why couldn't it be closer to the airports, and the FAA fighting with Verizon and AT&T and saying, no, that's not possible because it would be catastrophic for the airline industry. So far, the rollout has really brought few disruptions, and just in trying to avert a crisis, they are, the wireless carriers that I mentioned, working with the aviation industry to kind of resolve the issues that they're having. I looked at a thing called Flight Aware. Somebody who flies, even if you fly occasionally, a good thing to check is this thing called Flight Aware, because they list the canceled flights before you actually get in the car or get a ride to the airport. So flight data from Flight Aware lists about 300 canceled flights, and that is a steep decline from what we've seen in the last couple of days. So this temporary deal allows still 90% of the 5G network to come online, and that's kind of reducing some of that wild frustration around an issue that I think is a huge safety issue for all of us anyway, but has certainly put the airlines against the two telecom giants and left the Federal Communications Commission in the middle of the whole thing to sort it out, to be the Solomon of what's going to happen. And the 5G services, the C-band, they're close to the spectrum used by devices, because I've been asked this in so many emails I got just the other day, on aircraft called radio altimeters, which leads to concerns about interference. So the altimeters provide precise measurement of the plane's altitude, and they are incredibly critical when landing in bad weather with poor visibility. Many people have lost their lives because of the instruments and the instrument readings, so this is something we certainly, certainly did not want to deal with. We roll through. Hope you do too.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
For this first hour, yeah, we need something to escape to, right? So if you're a football fan, boom, we have it. We're going to hit the man cave. What are the odds? We'll talk about what the odds are coming up this weekend, divisional playoffs. Somebody's watching because NFL wild card TV ratings were up, as I can imagine, 21% over last year. Six games averaged 30.5 million viewers. So you know where that ranks? It makes it the second highest average for the postseason opening weekend over six seasons. You just need to know that's a lot of people. What I think is really cool is CBS and Nickelodeon broadcast San Francisco's win over the Dallas Cowboys, and they got 41.5 million viewers, and it peaked at like 50 for the conclusion, the most viewed game this season, surpassing even the Thanksgiving game, which was the Boys and the Raiders. And what was really cool is Nickelodeon and how they the funny graphics that they had and used during the game that made it interesting. There was a lot of slime, let's just say it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a slime, this green slime that they use in one of their shows. And then SpongeBob was right there on the uprights, where if the kicker made it, SpongeBob smiled, and if not, he made a face. So I thought that was pretty clever, too. I mean, why not? Bring in the younger audience, do something different, shake things up. It's all about figuring it out since we've been in the situation we've been in the last couple of years. The people who figure it out do a lot better. So the NFL, well, they have had a lot of misses. They're doing something right, and I think it's the action. I think it's the teams that are playing and the uncertainty of what the outcome is going to be. Yeah, kind of like the world we're living in, the big question mark, right? All right, this is disconcerting if we talk about COVID and Omicron. Booster shots with the messenger RNA vaccines made by Pfizer and BioNTech failed to block Omicron. That's in a study of some of the first documented breakthrough cases caused by this variant that's a big spreader, right? So what does that mean? It means that there were 7 German visitors to Cape Town who experienced symptomatic COVID-19 infections between November and December, despite being boosted. This is what the researchers are saying, whose investigation was authorized, by the way, by the University of Cape Town and Stellenbosch University. And in the findings that were published in The Lancet, all cases were mild or moderate, so there's that. But it also showed that support for the extra shots, ability to fend off severe disease, death, and hospitalizations, that part was true, but that its ability to evade it wasn't necessarily as great as you were led to believe that it might be. But here's the key thing. I can remember hearing this over and over again. There was no guarantee that you wouldn't get the breakthrough and you wouldn't get COVID, the Omicron version, but that you wouldn't end up in a hospital or the situations that were so dire. So at least there's that part of it, because it generates protection with other parts of the immune system in addition to antibodies and such like as T cells, that kind of stuff. So the hospital and mortality, the data has been less severe than with the Delta variant, and you know, that certainly dominated earlier. But we still are in the world of to be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated, masked or not masked. I mean, we see this, as I mentioned, the NFL. The NFL is like a microcosm of society in some senses, you know, because of the amount of people who are in the NFL and the travel, et cetera, and the exposure. And certainly there are a handful of high-profile football players who are not vaccinated. And this, again, goes to the world that we live in, who's in and who's not when it comes to vaccines. All right, something that I thought was good, and it should have come much sooner than this, but if you go to the covidtest.gov, you can sign up and get, and I did it. It took me less than a minute. I did it when I was on the air last night. You can get the 4 free tests sent to your house. You don't pay a cent, they send it to you. Now, the other thing that's happening is masks, because, you know, the conversation about what kind of masks do you have to wear, and it can't be the cloth masks. So here's the other thing that's now happening. Free N95 masks are going to be available from the government. So that was a big announcement. They're going to come from the Strategic National Stockpile, because they got more than 750 million of these masks on hand, and you can pick them up at pharmacies and health centers across the country, and they're supposed to be available in the next week. So next week you should be able to get one of those masks. Actually, they'll give you a couple. Excuse me, they'll give you a couple of them. So woohoo! Why not take advantage of all of this? Again, your tax dollars, take advantage of. I can get this for free. Maybe you don't need the test. Maybe you're thinking you're going to go somewhere and you might have to take the test. You get the test so that you have them on hand, right? And then you get the mask so you don't have to go searching all over the place trying to find the mask. That to me seems like a pretty solid plan. I wish it had happened a lot sooner, but you're going to get 3 masks per person. So when you go into a pharmacy or one of these health centers, you'll be able to do that. And the program will be fully ramped up by early February, and they'll just keep distributing these N95 masks. Because remember, they had to be reserved for healthcare workers because of the supply chain issues, and they still, they still have to have some of that. But there's going to be plenty available for people who want them, because this is the level of protection that's better. It has a better filtration if it's worn properly, and that gives you that higher level of protection if you're wearing a mask. And I think, once again, this is the world we live in. Those that are vaxxed, those that wear masks, those that don't want to wear masks, or I think sometimes it's kind of sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. More than not, I really see people in my world that sometimes wear them and sometimes don't wear them, depending on where they are or what the, you know, situation is. But again, if we look around at what's happened and what should have happened earlier, I think this is, I would say this is a positive thing. You know, that press conference that the president held, which was very early in, you know, early in the afternoon, I say early because it was before taking over the primetime airwaves, was a two-hour press conference. And so most of it focused on COVID and inflation and what is great about America, that kind of thing. But also there was the Ukraine question. And the president said he thinks Russia will invade the Ukraine, and he warned Putin that his country would pay a dear price in lives lost and a possible cutoff from the global banking system if they do. So doing this one-year anniversary presser is interesting, because in trying to clarify what does he mean by that, it sounded ominous when he said that, but apparently it's a non-military action, right? He was referring to non-military action like a cyber attack that would be met with a reciprocal response if Russia crosses into the Ukrainian border, killing Ukrainian fighters, saying that would change everything. But again, what does that mean? Is that really going to stop the 100 troops that Russia's amassed near the Ukrainian border? Even though these talks in Europe were supposed to yield something, they didn't. It failed. And the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, is meeting with the Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, in Geneva on Friday. And why do you care about this? Because, by all accounts, to me, Putin is somebody I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw him, if I could. And he would be on that list. But he's also in high territory of what do we care about what happens with Russia, because it would affect us, right? So is there like a green light for him to invade the Ukraine because of maybe an insignificant response? I don't know. When you say sanctions, how much of a threat is that? To me, it doesn't seem like for someone like Putin that it would be enough to stop him from taking his troops and just taking over the Ukraine, because he wants the land for sure to put under Mother Russia's cap. Headed to the mailroom.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation on Wednesday, snapping at a reporter who asked him about his speech in Georgia last week, comparing those who would push back against his voting bill to be on the side of segregationists.
You dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said.
And
that is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
In related news, many Americans give President Joe Biden a failing grade for his first year in office, according to a new Politico poll. It also revealed 51% disagreed with the statement that, quote, Biden is capable of leading the country. This is USA Radio News. Republicans are hitting back against President Biden on COVID.
Thursday marks 1 year in office since President Joe Biden took the presidential oath of office. COVID was a central part of the president's campaign, but White House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden's response to the coronavirus has been a failure.
How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, I'm going to shut down the virus? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. And then what happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A small town in northwest Colorado is losing its coal plant. Residents in Craig fear it's the beginning of the end for their community. The same scenario is playing out in other small towns across the U.S. as legislation forces the retirement of fossil fuels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, thank you once again, all of you. You've sent me tons of emails. That's the way the show rolls, and I appreciate it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I think you really think about it, and then maybe a day or two later when you hear something that kind of piques your interest, you send me your thoughts on it. So let's dive right into it. This one is from Teddy, who says, hey, Kate, I listen to you on 1300 AM in Tallahassee. I know you have family in Florida, and thanks for the shout-outs of stopping in Tallahassee and mentioning us on the air. Appreciate it. You know, I'm looking at what the president said about the Ukraine, and I can't imagine that Putin will not just march right in and take the land that you said he wants so desperately, because that ultimately is the power grab for him. Anything that he can get on the map close to Russia is, I think, what he wants. And I think you're right. It's empire building, if you will. And he is kicking our president's butt, at least in the verbal arena. Who knows what will happen once that move on the Ukraine happens, but I think the people of the Ukraine are counting on the United States and some others to lend a hand, because they certainly are in no condition to fend off those Russian forces. Hear, hear. I agree. The thing that Biden messed up with in that press conference is that he called it a minor incursion by the Russian forces. If it's an invasion, it's an invasion. I mean, if you're going in and you're killing people and you're fighting, that's an invasion. But is that what's going to happen? You know, we don't know. So how the U.S. reacts it seems like we don't know either. You know, it's kind of up in the air. Well, yeah, I don't think you're stopping them by saying, look out for these sanctions that are coming your way. But we're not going to have a full-scale war with Russia. So how do you dance around this, right? What is NATO doing? The whole processes really aren't moving in any positive direction, I think, to help the Ukrainians. So will the Kremlin regret what they do if, in fact, those troops move in? I mean, 100,000 forces, what is that, a scare tactic? I have to think that it's been happening for weeks. We have the surveillance footage. We know it. It's accurate that that's what we're seeing. And you got to remember the Crimea in 2014. Remember we had one of my pals from Talk News Radio who was over there who came on and talked to us about that situation and how frightening it was to be in the middle of all of that. So imagine you now look at what would happen with the Ukraine, right? If there is some kind of a war there, and the president had to come back and talk about that minor incursion thing and said that he said the question is what would happen if it's something significantly short of a significant invasion or not even significant. That's a whole lot of use of that word, significant. So how do we describe what significant is? Listen, if they go in and they start killing people and he's trying to annex the territory and grab it, I mean, it's a done deal. That's what I say. So interesting. You're thinking the same thing as me. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jason, and Jason says, hey, Kate, you know, we always talk about what happens with casualties like in Afghanistan and Iraq over the years. But what I think is really sad is when there are also, and they're awful, any military loss. But what is also sad is often we don't hear about some of these non-war zone accidents that happen in the military. We have over the years with planes, etc. And because I have a friend that lives very close to Jacksonville, North Carolina, it was sad what happened with two Marines, that they were killed and there were 17 others that were injured. There was a 7-ton military wreck. One of the tanks rolled over, and these were some active duty guys, obviously, and to have all those other injured troops at Camp Lejeune, how awful is that when they have to notify their families and say they've been injured, and then ultimately find out that it was what they were trying to do. They were trying to turn on a road, and it didn't turn right. From what I understand, this was such a big, big vehicle, it just lost control and overturned, and Marines were ejected right out of the truck and onto the road. Wow. You know what? Somebody sent me a text about that, and all I saw was this, the video of it was giant. It was just overturned, and there was a bunch of, right by the intersection, the lights. And, of course, they have to look at the speed and all of that and how that rollover happened. But there were so many Marines, and imagine getting ejected from that. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. You're right. A lot of times we hear about planes when there's something they're testing or whatever, and whether the pilot survived or whatnot. But there are military accidents that happen, and this is a very, very sad one. So interesting, because you knew somebody that lived there, so of course they were talking about that. All right, let's move on to something else. There was a yin and yang that I got from, which is typical. I mean, we have all kinds of people that listen to the show, which I love, because I say left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, sick of it all. We welcome you all to the show, and you can send me your thoughts. So here's the two sides of this. This one I got from Jason, and this other one I got from Bill, and this is Jason's take. Jason says, hey, Kate, I have to say that I am just disgusted with the Democrats and the fact that they did nothing to push in the right direction for these federal voting rights legislation. I mean, look, they had two that bailed out on them, But once again, the Republicans show their muscle because they blocked an elections bill for another time in a handful of months. And the Dems can't even unite their own people behind a plan to rewrite the Senate's rules and pass it anyway. So it looks like redistricting, come as you are, who knows what the voting rules will be wherever it is that that you are living, because trust me, it's going to change a lot of ways people vote. And it won't be for the better, my friends. Trust me, I'm not even a Democrat, but I think that our voting procedures are antiquated, and it's ridiculous that people have to struggle so much to know whether or not their vote is going to count. All right, so then I got the other side of this from Bill, who said, bravo to the Republicans. Once again, the Democrats show how weak they are because they prevailed, even with a Democratic president and all of the hand-holding in trying to get the vote to go their way. Federal voting rights legislation is done, at least for now, and you got to do the math on the midterm elections, Katie, and I would think that the Republicans are going to prevail in many, many of these states. What do you think? I think you're right about that, because look, this is the kind of the final showdown or clash or whatever you want to call it, bill it whatever you want to bill it. But you had Democrats who won majorities, congressional majorities, like a year ago, right? And Republican legislatures in 19 states went on this campaign to roll back election access. And that began with this vote to close debate on this big voting rights bill. So the Senate traditional 60-vote margin for legislation failed on party lines, if you remember right, looking at this. So that's it. I mean, they rejected the maneuver 52-48, and you had two Democratic senators who joined all 50 Republicans in opposition. And Joe Manchin confirmed his intention. He was saying this all along, to oppose the filibuster rules change in a floor speech. And he said, you know, the United States Senate has never been able to end debate with a simple majority. So that's it. I mean, it's a rare rules change, but it, you know, again, did not happen. So I'm sure we're going to hear more of that in the upcoming days. But this is, I want to say, this is like five times they went for it in 6 months. All right. This one is from, and by the way, I'll say this, and I said this the other night, I think Election Day should just, it should be a holiday. And I think more people should vote, because if you start at the local level, if you know what's going on at city council, it's your money. I mean, hey, it's your money. It's the place where you live, and it's rules and rules of law that affect you. And just even a little bit of attention on who you're electing and what you want to see happen for you, your family, whatever, is so incredibly vital. And if more people were just a little more proactive, maybe you would get the results that you wanted instead of the results you don't want. Because for my mind, there are plenty of Republicans that aren't happy and plenty of Democrats that aren't happy with the people, by the way, that represent them. And again, you're not always going to get 100%, but if you paid more attention to it, it could help. Remember, 24/7, you can email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Yes, we are in the man cave. Some big news, too. I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave. You can get that on Amazon. It's being updated. So wait for the updates because there's so much to talk about that's happened in the sports world, that's for sure. And when we look at the man cave now, I mean, so much of it focuses on, yes, we have the NBA. Yes, we have some other things that are coming up, including the Olympics. But, boy, there was a big announcement about the Olympics from NBC and what's happening with their announcers for the Olympics because of Omicron and the big spread. They're going to lead their coverage from their broadcast center instead, and it's a first for the network. The Peacock Network's not going to send announcers to cover the Winter Olympics because they're saying the COVID-19 concerns. When the Beijing Games open on February 4th, U.S. television coverage would include entirely domestically based announcing teams. Let me say that again. So entirely domestically based announcing teams, not in Beijing, although NBC's Olympics host Mike Tirico will be in Beijing at the beginning of the event. And, you know, NBC has had the broadcast rights for the Winter Olympics since 2002 and the Summer Olympics since 1988. Did you realize that? And they've always had on-site people. In fact, it's been a really good thing about their coverage. And yes, they will still have presence on the ground, but it won't be quite the same. I mean, it won't be quite the same. But look, there's no Beijing Olympic tickets they're not going to be sold to the public because of COVID-19. So there's all kinds of restrictions that are happening after what we saw what happened in Tokyo with the year delay and all of that. And isn't that interesting? Beijing travel plans were made for announcing teams covering snowboarding and figure skating and alpine skiing events. But Omicron, that surge, and then the strict regulations, the Chinese strict regulations, canceled those plans. So they're going to be based out of Stamford, Connecticut, where we have one of our great affiliates. So that's it. So it's going to be very different, although a little bit similar to what they had in Tokyo. You're just doing it remotely. And I'm sure they do such a great job, NBC, that it'll seem seamless, but it is an interesting fact that they're not doing it. All right, here's the facts on the games coming up. I am excited for this weekend because it's the divisional round. You have the AFC and, of course, the NFC divisional playoffs. And you got the Bengals and the Titans leading things off. 4:30 kick on Saturday. Tennessee is favored by 3.5 points in that game. I say don't go against Joe Burrow, though. Tennessee has waited for a long time to continue to roll on and be in that position. But I don't think it's going to be just that easy. And I think part of that reason why is, yes, even with Derrick Henry back, you have to deal with some of the bombs that Burrow has been able to pull out. And I think their hot roll continues. What happens after that for the Bengals, I don't know. But Henry did clear the hurdle, so he is a stud running back. He will be there for Tennessee. They'll have to stop him because they're certainly going to try to move the ball on the ground. But I really think Cincinnati, this is their moment. This is their moment to at least move on to another round. 49ers and the Packers. Are the 49ers capable of beating the Packers? Well, sure. I mean, the Packers are the Giants, though. They're 8-0 at home. And you think of Aaron Rodgers, the mission that he's on. MVP last year, getting all the way to almost the Super Bowl, but not quite there. It could be his time to make that one extra step, especially when there's like hints in the air that he could be stepping away. I don't know that that's totally true, but I think if he won a Super Bowl, he would certainly consider that, but you never know. That one kicks at 8:15. Then on Sunday, you have the Rams up first at 3 o'clock against the Buccaneers. I think it's going to be really tough for the Rams unless they can constantly get to Brady and he makes enough mistakes. I mean, remember, the Eagles were just completely – that was such a boring game last weekend. But the Eagles were annihilated by Tampa Bay, but he was sacked a handful of times. And I would look for also the Rams to keep making the connections, Matt Stafford to – one of the best receivers in the land and in Cup, and also to run a lot with Sonny Michel, who is 8 yards for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the last round for the Rams. But this is in Tampa, and this is, again, Tom Brady. Then the 6:30 kick, the Bills and the Chiefs, is probably, and I've already said this a couple times now if you've listened to the Man Cave, I think this is the best matchup because of the fact that, you know, you take a Pat Mahomes and then you look at the Bills, always the bridesmaids, but never the bride when it comes to winning a Super Bowl. I mean, they've had great teams in the past, but they never, ever have won the Super Bowl. Josh Allen is an incredibly effective quarterback, and I think he is just hitting his stride. So when you look at where he is, his quarterback rating is over 61%. Passing yards this year, 44,000 plus, or 44,000. Yeah, that would be a lot. 4,407. Yeah, he wouldn't be making that game if that was the case. I love Stephon Diggs, his receiver. Singletary on the ground. I don't know, but can the Chiefs keep up also with the number one defense in the NFL? That is also key because they have that defense. Of course, it's a much different AFC East, and then they're emerging from just smearing the Patriots and now going on to this really, really big test. But I like the Bills to probably emerge from that, although, you know, Kansas City and Andy Reid, they have some tricky plays. He always pulls something out, a rabbit out of the hat when they have to, and they're playing much better. But, I mean, it shows you the line. Of all the lines on the weekend on these games, Kansas City is only favored by a point and a half. I mean, that's it, just a point and a half. And by the way, good time to remind you, we will do a Super Bowl Nail the Score. So the week of the Super Bowl, we'll be doing that Nail the Score thing, and I'll give you more details on that as the weeks come closer. But that would be the final one. We're not going to do it for the playoffs, but we're going to do it for the Super Bowl. And some big giveaways if anybody nails the score, and a couple more ways to win as well. So we'll do that again to end things. How about this? Unbelievable. I do have to say this about Joel Embiid. Scored 50 points in 27 minutes for the Philadelphia 76ers in a 123-110 win over the Magic on Wednesday night. Boom. 12 boards, 3 blocks. He made 17 of 23 field goals, 15 of 17 free throws. Is he not the MVP candidate? Yeah. I mean, he says his teammates just found him, and then he was able to do the rest, but hey, the 76ers have won 9 of 11, and they began play 6th in the East, but now they're just 2.5 games out of that top spot. And wow, what a game. Again, record-setting. It's just, it's like if you look at a highlight reel, he just hit everything from every spot on the court. He's a big reason why the 76ers are in the position that they're in, you know, right now, because he's a playmaker and he does what you need to do. He's averaging 28 points a game. Woo! Can you say superstar? All right, we're closing the door to the Man Cave. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. It's 2022, people. Now more than ever, make it count.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.